Now it's time to introduce you to this week's Joy FM Listener of the Week.
Jeff Heichman from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I've taken calls and during Sheraton where some were so, I guess it's one of the reasons I just love Sheraton. I've taken calls from a grandmother calling for an eight-year-old grandson, who does this, all he listens to is Joy FM. And he had worked and earned some money and wanted to give to the Sheraton. Same thing as a 13-year-old girl that's done some babysitting, had earned some money, and again wanted to share that with Joy FM. And I talked to an elderly lady that wanted to give $2. You know, and I thought so much about the widow's mite. And, you know, this is all the lady could afford, yet she believed in the ministry. She believed in what Joy FM was doing with the message that is brought out through not only through the music, but through things such as Turning Point, through Encouragement Cafe, or Back to the Bible, Melody's Devotion. But she believed in it so much that she said, look, all I've got is $2, but I want to give that to help maybe share that gospel message to someone else. And I've taken rather large donations, too. So, you know, I think the thing of it is we all have to do what the Lord tells us to do. If he places it on your heart to give to, you know, Joy FM, then by all means, I think you ought to do what the Lord leads. It is real music for real life. When I listen to y'all, and, you know, it's just normal people. It's real people who have everyday problems, but because of the Savior and because of what we believe in, we can handle those problems in a much better, much more positive light than a lot of people in this world.